Lord, we are thankful for your promise to be with us when we study your word together.
主啊，我们感谢您的，就您允许来到我们一起学习您的话的时候，您会与我们同在。
And we pray especially that this evening we will have the opportunity of studying and learning the truth of God.
所以呢，我们特别祷告，在今天呢晚上时候，我们有这样的可以学习和神的真理。
The facts are, Lord, that there is much about God we have to learn, and we don't learn it all very quickly. Even the Apostle Paul had to spend years after his conversion to understand the truth of God as he should.
所以主啊，我们也承认，就是说呢，我们并不完全了解我们神，因为在我们神里呢，我们还有很多东西我们要学。就像使徒保罗当年呢，他那个信主以后呢，也要花几年跟神在一起。
And so, Lord, we acknowledge that we understand little and we learn slowly, but we have come this evening to understand more and to learn more. Please teach us by your Spirit.
所以主啊，我们也知道呢，今天我们呢就是学得很慢，我们也理解得很慢，所以求您呢帮助我们今天呢就是啊学点东西，也学得更多的东西，哎，求您的圣灵呢教导我们。
And so we pray now that as we consider your truth, you will bless. We give thanks and seek your blessing in Jesus' name.
所以我们现在祷告呢，当我们的寻求您的真理，学习您真理时候呢，你赐福给我们，我们的祷告和祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So thank you all.
Yeah, 谢谢大家。
So we're glad that you're all here this evening. We've been studying in the book of Luke. We're going to carry on there tonight.
对，那我们非常高兴大家今天在这里，我们在学习那个《路加福音》，我们继续学习。
And we pray that the Lord will bless us. So, Luke chapter 5. Turn, please, to Luke chapter 5.
我们祷告神会赐福我们，大家翻到《路加福音》的第5章。
And again, welcome to those who've just joined us, Mrs. Lou and Cindy and Julia and Margaret and Vivo and Joanna. Welcome to you all.
再次呢，欢迎刚刚加入我们的，像那个Miss Lua、Cindy、Julia、还有Margaret、还有Viva、还有Joanna。
So at the end of our studies last time, we considered the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ had healed the leprous man.
比如在上一次我们解释的时候呢，我们学习了关于主耶稣基督治愈了那些大麻风病人。
And apart from Naaman the leper in 2 Kings chapter 5, we don't read of lepers being healed.
在除了《列王记下》里面第5章里面那个乃曼，他是犯大麻风被治愈以后呢，我们从来没有听到过有谁被治愈了。
So this, the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ, that was a marvelous thing and must have impacted the people of the world greatly to think that he had done so many things, including this great miracle of healing the leper.
所以主耶稣他的出现呢，当时呢，对世界上呢，可能产生了非常大的影响，因为他行了很多的奇事，包括这个治愈呢，这个大麻风病人。
So to pick up our story now, we're at Luke chapter 5, verse 15. It says, then the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities.
因为我们要读的是《路加福音》第5章第15节，第15节说：“但耶稣的名声越发传扬出去，有极多的人聚集来听到，也指望医治他们的病。”
So when we read about it, we say this is pretty significant. He actually heals a leper. But in the days of the Lord Jesus, it was far more dramatic.
因为这个里面呢，我们听到这个以后呢，说呢，他呢治愈了到麻风病人这里的呢，对我们觉得是非常的有戏剧性的。但是在主耶稣基督那个年代呢，对他们来说呢，那个激动更大。
And so the question is, what was the response of those who heard?
所以呢，现在问题是那些听到的人，他们的反应是什么样子？
And the answer is that it wasn't multitudes that responded, it was great multitudes responded.
所以这个答案呢，不是说是众人那个回应的，而是呢很多的很大一群人回应的。
Now, we have no idea how many are in a multitude, let alone how many are in great multitudes, plural. But whatever happened, the fame of the Lord Jesus Christ went far and wide and deep into every community around.
所以这里面呢，就是说我们不知道一群人到底是有多少人。那么说呢，一大群那个复数呢，就是一大群人，很多群人呢，我们也不知道，那肯定人更多。就是这个意思呢，我们知道是主耶稣基督呢，他呢就是在当时的周围的社区产生了更深、更广泛的影响。
If you like, he became a great success.
所以你如果喜欢这么说的话，他呢非常的成功。
So, what do you do when you find yourself in a position of great success?
所以呢，就是说是，如果你发现你已经取得了极大的成功，你怎么做呢？
Well, verse 16 says, So, or because of this, he humbled himself. Sorry, he himself. Often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed.
就是那节时候，那耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
When do you pray?
你什么时候祷告呢？
When do you pray most?
你什么时候祷告的更多一些呢？
Well, our natural situation is we would pray when things become a real problem. The worse the problem, the harder we pray.
所以，我们自己的自然的话呢，就是说是我们出现问题和麻烦的时候，我们就来祷告。我们这问题越严重越大，我们就越祷告的越多。
But it would be easy for us to forget when we're in success that we need to pray.
所以呢，对我们来说很容易忘掉。当我们成功的时候，我们也需要祷告。
He prayed in a time of success, I believe, as an example to us to make sure that when we're successful, we don't get a swelled head of pride, but we stay humble, acknowledging that our success is not from ourselves, it is from the kindness of God.
所以这个里面的主耶稣基督呢，当他成功的时候，他在祷告，这样给我们立了一个榜样。另一个榜样呢，就是在我们成功的时候呢，我们也应该去祷告，因为呢，这样呢，我们不会就是说是膨胀自大，我们要不去骄傲，而且要去谦卑，我们要意识到呢，这一切我们的成功都是因为神的缘故。
And I can remember when success hit me for the first time in my life, really. I was kind of overwhelmed by this success, and I thought, what is my response going to be?
所以呢，就是说，我也记得第一次呢，就是我成功的时候呢，我就说呢，当时呢让我感到极大的激动，我就说呢，那我这个时候呢，我应该去做点什么呢？
And I thought to myself, Harold, if you don't handle this success properly, this might be the last success you'll ever have.
我就跟自己说，Harold 呢，如果你不很好的，就是针对这个，就是成功，那么说这有可能就是说是你最后一次成功了。
If you want the Lord to reward you with success tomorrow, you'd better handle the success today in a most wise way.
所以呢，如果呢，就是说是你想呢，主让你明天继续成功的话呢，那么是你今天呢最好的，就是说是处在你现在的成功中呢，正确的去对待它。
And therefore, I said, Harold, you better get alone with the Lord and pray and humble yourself before him. Thank you for the success and ask him that he will bless you and lead you into further usefulness for him.
所以说，我就跟自己说呢，我说孩子，你最好呢，就是说是，单独跟主在一起呢，向他祷告，哎，感谢他呢，就是说让你呢，就是有这样的成功，然后呢，继续呢，让他在将来的时候呢，带领你，让他呢，你让你自己可以被他所用。
So when would you pray the most?
那么什么时候你要多多的祷告呢？
Well, you'd pray in times when times are really bad.
现在你在那些非常非常糟糕的日子，
And you'd pray when times are really good.
你也要祷告在那些非常好的日子。
And then you'd say, I think I better pray all the time in between.
所以呢，你就说那最好呢，那我就所有的时间我都要祷告。
Don't stop. Praying, keep praying. Let the Lord bless you. Keep on praying.
因为不要停止祷告呢，就要祷告，让主呢继续的赐福给你。
All right, so chapter 5 now and verse 17 will carry on to the next story.
因为在《路加福音》第5章第17节呢，我们要开始另外一个故事了。
Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching. That there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
就是有一天，耶稣教导人，在法利赛人和律法师在旁边坐着。他们是从加利利各乡村和犹太，并耶路撒冷来的。主的能力与耶稣同在，使他能医治病人。
So his fame spread abroad. The question is, what happened after his fame?
所以呢，他非常的有名，所以呢，他被传播的很广。那么说呢，现在呢，他怎么样去对待这个他的有名呢？
And the answer is several kinds of people came to hear him, including Pharisees and teachers of the law, and they came from far and wide as well.
所以这个里面就是说是现在是呢有期内的人来听他，包括了法利赛人和律法师，他们呢也在这里，所以呢他的来的人呢非常的广。
And it's interesting, says in the middle of verse 17, they were sitting by.
你这个非常有意思的是呢，在这个第17节中间呢，说他们坐在他旁边。
They basically came to hear, to observe, and they found a good seat to sit back and watch what was going on.
他们呢，基本上是来听，并且来观察，所以呢，他们就找到最好的位置坐在那里，来看到底发生了什么。
I suppose they thought if they did this, they might see some people who were healed.
所以呢，我认为他们这么做的目的是，他们可以看到有些人呢被治愈。
But verse 17 says, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
第17节说呢，主的能力与耶稣同在，使他能医治病人。
These Pharisees, these teachers of the law, they thought they were pretty good. They didn't think they needed to be healed. The other guys needed to be healed, but not them.
所以这些法利赛人和这些律法的教师呢，他们认为他们是非常好的人，其他的人需要得治愈，他们自己呢，并不需要得治愈。
What a tragedy. Many people observe what the Lord is doing. They'll observe it in churches. They'll observe it as they observe other Christians, but they're too foolish to understand that the power of the Lord is there to heal them.
所以这个里面的这个事呢，也是非常大的一个悲剧。很多人呢，他们观察到了，就是他们在教会里观察到了，他们在基督徒的人身上观察到了，他们观察到了很多东西呢，他们知道了主的能力，但是他们的太愚蠢了，以至于他们不愿意呢自己去听，就是说他们意识不到主的能力呢，也能治愈他们自己。
It's true. Some people think of the work of God as a spectator sport. Let's take a look, see what's happening.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是有些人说呢，神的工作呢是一个怀疑者的运动，我们去看看到底发生了什么呢？
Several years ago, I was at the chapel and the phone rang.
现在几年前呢，我在教堂里那个电话响了。
I answered the phone and asked if I could help the person who had called in.
现在我就接了电话，我就问那个就是打进来的人，我有什么可以帮到他？
He said to me, really, all I want to know is when does the show start?
现在说，那我真正想知道的什么时候表演开始？
Now, the show is a word for the program. He wanted to see the action. He wanted to be entertained. That's what a show is, to be entertained.
因为我们那个节目呢，就是说是他是要去表演一些事情的，他呢只是想来娱乐，娱乐呢想来看，所以他想要知道那个表演什么时候开
All right, now the message of the gospel, the work of the church, is far more than to entertain. It is to be transformed, to be healed, to be saved by the grace of God.
所以。
Christianity is not a good show, it's life.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，那个就是教会福音传递的信息，还有教会的工作呢，其实远远超过这样的表演。它呢，能够就是说是啊，改变人生，改变人的生命。那么说呢，这个不仅仅只是一个表演，它是给人生命的。
So these Pharisees and teachers of the law, they took the best seat and they sat back to watch the action.
这个呢，就所以这些法利赛人和律法师呢，他们找到最好的位置，找到最好的位置坐下以后呢，他们看看到底要发生什么。
Verse 18, then behold, men be brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they sought to bring him in and lay him before him.
就是看到有人用褥子抬着一个摊子，想法子要抬进去，放在耶稣面前。
So, we would probably call what they brought him in on a stretcher, probably four men, one on each side of the front, one on each side of the back, and this paralyzed man lying on the canvas between the four men.
在这个里面呢，我们呢可以想象出，他是在这个摊子呢是被一个担架抬着的，担架抬着呢，前面两个人，后面两个人，那么抬着以后呢，这个摊子躺在这样那个担架上，
So they brought him to see the Lord Jesus.
有人把他带来看主耶稣。
Verse 19, when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus.
第19就是说，却因人多，寻不出法子把他抬进去，他们就上了房顶，从瓦间把他连褥子坠到当中，放在耶稣面前。
So, how many at the door of the house?
所以在那个房子里有多少人在门口？
Well, we don't know. I assume there probably were hundreds there, sick and people supporting them, and others like the Pharisees and scribes, the curious to see what's going on.
因为我不知道到底有多少人，我大概说呢，有可能几百人。当时呢，他们都挤在一起，有的站着，有的坐着，就像法利赛人和那些律法师坐在中间一样。
And these men said, "We got a problem. We brought this paralyzed man to Jesus, and he can't even see us. We're at the back of the crowd. We got to get him there somehow."
所以这些人说呢，我们现在呢有问题了，因为呢我们把这个人带来看主耶稣基督，那么主耶稣基督呢甚至连他都见不着，那么说呢我们要想办法，我们看看房子后面有没有地方可以进去。
So somebody got the bright idea. Let's go around the back. Let's go up the back stairs onto the roof, and we'll rip the roof off, rip the tiling off the roof, and we'll just lower him down right in front of the Lord Jesus.
所以这个呢，有些人呢，他想出来一个好主意，他们说我们到房后面去，房后面呢应该有那个楼梯，楼梯我们从楼梯上去把那个屋顶揭开，屋顶揭开了，然后从那个上面呢，直接呢把这个人呢放下去，放在主耶稣的面前。
Well, actually, that's a pretty fantastic idea.
所以这个是一个非常奇幻的一个主意。
I often wonder what the man who owned the house did for his roof.
所以呢，总是觉得奇怪。那么说，这个房子的主人他后来怎么样去，怎么样去修他这个屋顶？
Frankly, I think the next day, Five men came, the four who brought him and the man himself. They came with their equipment and they rebuilt the man's roof.
事实上呢，是就是第二天呢，那几个呢把他房顶破坏的人呢，四个人呢，他们带着工具来呢，最终呢把他房顶给修好了。I
assume he probably had a better roof the next day than he'd had the former day.
我那假设呢，他呢第二天他这个房顶比他昨天这个房顶呢更好更漂亮。These
five men, the four who carried him and the man himself, they were serious. They basically said, we must see Jesus. He must heal our friend.
其实这四个人还有那个瘫子五个人呢，他们非常的认真。他们说呢，我们必须要见到主耶稣，主耶稣基督呢必须要治好那个瘫子。
Verse 20. So when the Lord Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, man, your sins are forgiven you.
第二十节说，那耶稣见到他们的信心，就对他说：“人啊，你的罪赦了。”
So the Lord Jesus is in the house and he's healing and preaching at the same time. And then he looks up and all of a sudden down in front of him comes this man on some ropes, and he's on a bed. And the question is, what's the Lord going to do?
所以现在的主耶稣基督呢，他在那个房子里面，他边讲道了，他就边那个治病，在同时的这么去做。这个时候呢，他看见房顶上呢开了，有一个人呢被绳子呢坠下来到他面前，那么主耶稣基督准备怎么做呢？
And the Lord Jesus, verse 20, is impressed with these men because it says he saw their faith.
所以呢，这个第二十节说呢，主耶稣基督呢对他们很感兴趣。他就说呢，耶稣看见了他们的信心。So
sometimes you say, do I believe God?
有时候呢，你说呢，我信什么？
And we say, yes, I believe God. I would like him to do something for me, something through me. I believe that God could work in my life.
我说呢，我相信神啊，我要神在我人生里做点工，也通过我去做工，所以呢，我要神，我要神在我的人生里做工。And
the question would be, when he looks at me, when he looks at you, does he see our faith? Does he see us with little faith, or does he see us with strong faith?
现在问题是呢，当神看见我们的时候呢，他能够看见我们里面的信心吗？他是看到一点点信心呢，还是看到很大的信心呢？
So in the Old Testament, the wise man says that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth on behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him.
所以呢，就是说是主呢，他呢，他的眼睛呢看过世界上每一个地方，他然后呢，他看到那些人内心呢完全的人内心朝向他的。And
so what we're going to see in this particular story is a great miracle.
所以我们在这里呢，故事里要看到的是一个很大的奇迹。
And so the principle would be great miracles come from those who have great faith.
现在这个原则是呢，伟大的奇迹呢，临到那些有大信心的人身上。
Keep on believing God.
要一直相信神。
Make sure that your faith tomorrow is greater than your faith yesterday. Keep on believing in the good times and in the not so good times.
所以呢，你要一直去相信，你要确保，就是说是你明天的信心要比昨天的大。所以呢，你一直呢要相信，不管是好日子还是不好的日子。
And so now, in a wonderful way, instead of simply saying to the man, you're healed, he says to him, your sins are forgiven.
所以，一种奇妙的方式呢，他变主耶稣并没有说呢，你得治愈呢，他说呢，你的罪得赦了。What
would you rather have? Would you rather have your body healed, or would you rather have your soul healed so that you go to heaven?
所以你愿意要什么呢？你要你的身体的治愈呢，还是要你的灵魂得了治愈？这样呢，你可以去到天堂了。
Well, far more wonderful to have your sins forgiven than just to have your paralysis or your sore arm or some other things healed.
这个里面呢，就是说是啊，那么说呢，你能够你的灵魂的治愈呢，远远的要重要过你身体的治愈，或者说呢，你的痛的那个胳膊，或者你的那个风湿的治愈呢，比这个重要的多。
So, of course, now. With the scribes and the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, sitting by watching the show. Verse 21 says, And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?
因为我们就是说是也知道这些法利赛人和律法师呢，他们坐在那里看戏，所以呢，第21节说，文士和法利赛人开始议论说，这说亵渎话的是谁呢？除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？
Was it right for them to say, who can forgive sins but God alone? Was that right or wrong?
所以他们说的话呢，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？这句话是对的还是错的？
Well, it's obviously right. Only the person who sinned against can forgive the person who sins.
所以这个呢，他们说的是绝对对的，只有那个，就是说呢，他们向着那个犯了罪的那一位呢，才能赦免他们的罪。
So, if I were to beat up Josh and give him a real punch in the nose, Roy couldn't go to him and say, Josh, that's okay. God forgives you. You're forgiven.
所以呢，如果我打了老陈，我把他鼻子给打了，所以呢，若隐呢不能去跟老陈说，那说啊没事儿，我不介意。
Okay, so I got that all wrong, Roy. You may have got it right, but. I hit Josh, and Roy, you cannot forgive me. Only Josh can forgive me.
因为他把这个都搞颠倒了，但是我有可能把纠正过来。就是说呢，我呢打了老陈，只有老陈呢可以赦免我，我不能赦免他。
Only God can forgive sinners.
所以只有神可以赦免罪人。
But what they said earlier was, Who is this who speaks blasphemies?
那就是说，这要是接受那这说亵渎话的人是谁呢？
Did these Pharisees and scribes, did they recognize that Jesus was God, or did they criticize him because he pretended to be God because he said, Your sins are forgiven?
所以呢，这些法利赛人和文士，他们呢，意识到主耶稣的就是什么，或者说呢，他们还是就是说在批判那个主耶稣基督，说他呢自己假装是神，说呢，你认为你是谁，你可以赦罪呢？
So they were right when they said only God can forgive sins, but they were wrong when they said Jesus spoke blasphemies because, in fact, he was God.
因为这里面呢，他们说呢，除了神以外呢，谁能赦罪呢？这个时候这句话的时候呢，他们说是对的。然后呢，他们说呢，主耶稣基督呢，就是说是说的亵渎的话，因为他可以赦罪。那么说呢，是不是他们是错的？因为主耶稣基督他就是神。
All of which says, When you're looking at the things of God, be very careful not to jump to a conclusion and accuse the good and godly of things that are wrong just because you don't understand.
所以这个里面呢，就是这个所有的告诉我们，当你来碰到神的工作的时候呢，你要非常的仔细小心，你不要很快的就得出结论，不要因为你不理解呢，你就来判断这样的事情的对错。
So, verse 22 now, when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to these scribes and Pharisees who were sitting there, Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house.
对，第22节、23节、24节，22节是耶稣看出他们的想法，就对他们说：“你们心里议论的是什么呢？说会说，你的罪赦了，会说起来行走哪样容易呢？但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。”他就对摊子说：“我对你说，起来拿你的褥子回家去吧。
Well, what a wonderful story that is.
”这是一个多么奇妙的故事呢！
So, verse 25, the response, immediately the man rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God.
接着我就说，那人立刻在他们面前起来，拿起他所躺卧的褥子，回自己家去，归荣耀与神。
Do you think he was happy as he walked home?
你认为他走回家的时候，他高兴吗？
Do you think he ran?
你认为他是不是在跑呢？
Do you think he jumped?
你认为他有没有跳呢？
Do you think he said hallelujah?
你认为他有没有说哈利路亚呢？
Do you think the neighbors probably heard him?
你认为那邻居是不是也听到了他呢？
Absolutely wonderful.
绝对奇妙的。
He gets home and he says to his family, two wonderful things happened to me.
他回家以后跟他的家人说，那样两件奇妙的事情发生在我身上。
One was, it was good. I've got healed. I can walk.
其中一个呢，就是说是啊，我得治愈了，我现在可以走路了。
And the other is far better. My sins are gone.
另外一个呢，就是更好，说我的罪呢没有了。
All those bad things I did, all those bad things that I said, they're all forgiven. Jesus forgave my sins because he's God.
我干的那些所有的坏事，我说的所有的错话呢，都已经不存在了，因为主耶稣基督呢，他赦免了我，因为他是神。
So I just think this was a marvelous day for him.
我认为这是对他来说是非常的奇妙的一天。
And what do the others think?
其他的人怎么想？
Verse 26, they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today.
第26节说，他们都惊奇归荣耀与神，并且满心惧怕，说我们今天看见不寻常的事儿了。
Why were they filled with fear?
他们为什么要满心惧怕？
Well, because they realized that this man that they had come to be healed by, this man was not just a good healer. This man had the ability to forgive sins, and therefore he was God, and they were filled with fear.
所以呢，他们意识到呢，就是他们来到这个要治愈他们这个人呢，并且他不仅仅只是一个好的医生，能够治愈人，同样呢，他可以赦免罪，赦免罪呢，因此呢，他是神，他是神的话，因此他们心里呢就满心敬畏。
Jacob was something like that when he realized that he had met God at Bethel in that night when he dreamed about the ladder going up to heaven.
所以这个里面的雅各呢，他意识到那一点，因为他在伯利那个时候呢，他做个梦呢，看见那个天梯呢从天上上来下去的时候，他遇到了神。
He said, Surely God was in this place. I didn't know it.
他说呢，肯定神在这个地方，只是我不知道。
And these people said, We thought we were in the presence of a good doctor. This isn't a good doctor. This is God Himself. And they were filled with fear, and rightly so.
所以这个里面呢，就是说这些人呢，他们意识到呢，他们不是在一个好的医生面前，而是在神面前，所以因此他们满心的敬畏。
Now, all of this story illustrates the reason for the miracles of our God.
所以这就是所有的故事呢，就是说呢，只讲出了我们的神那些神迹的原因。
Why did Jesus do this miracle? To prove that his focus was not on healing the body. His focus was on forgiving sins, transforming lives, so that we could go to heaven. That's what it's all about.
那主耶稣基督呢，为什么要在这里行个神迹呢？他这个原因呢，就是说他不仅能治愈人，他同样能够赦罪，赦罪能够转变，赦改变生命，这样呢，我们可以去到天堂，这就是所有的一切。
So we don't preach what I would call a feel-good gospel.
所以呢，我们不是说去讲一个让别人感觉好的这样的福音。
Is it important that God makes you feel good?
所以神让你感觉好，这个重要吗？
Well, there's a sense in which that's true, sure.
怎么这意义上的讲的是这个很重要。
But his work is far greater than that. And not always does his great work make you feel good. Sometimes he does great work when you don't feel good.
但是神的伟大的工作呢，远远要超过这一点。有时候呢，神的伟大的工作呢，让你呢就是感觉好；但有时候呢，神在你里面的伟大的工作呢，让你感觉不是那么好。
And I have told you often that my mother and father were interested when I was a boy that I feel good.
因为就是我告诉给大家，当我还是个小男孩说的，我的爸爸妈妈呢，他呢对我的感觉好，非常有兴趣。
And then they said to me one day, now today you're going to have to go to school.
所以有一天呢，他们就对我说：“那今天呢，你必须要上学了。
And I said, I don't want to go to school.
”我说：“我不想上学。
And they said, you have to go to school.
”
And
那
I
个。
said, I don't feel good if I go to school. I like staying home and playing.
那他们说：“那你必须上学，必须上学。”我说：“我今天我不想上学，不想上学呢，因为我今天呢，如果上学我就感觉不好，我宁愿在家里玩。
And so they said to me, Harold, there's more in life than feel good.
”所以他们跟我说：“那 Harold 在人生里呢，有比那个就是感觉好更重要、更多的东西。”
And so when we're in the presence of God, sometimes we say, well, this is scary, and we even begin to fear God.
因为就是啊，我们就是有时候呢，在神面前的时候，在我们人生里呢，我们就说这些事情呢，看起来呢很严肃，所以呢，我们甚至都害怕神。
All right, well, that's one of the most wonderful stories in the Bible. It proves that Jesus Christ is God and can forgive your sins. Hallelujah.
其实是在圣经里的最那个奇妙的故事之一，这个证明呢，主耶稣基督他是神，他可以赦免罪。哈利路亚。
Well, a few other things I'm going to say in the introduction to the book of Luke. We have verse 27 now.
因为现在呢，我们还有其他的一些事情。那么说呢，我就说呢，在路加福音第5章27节里，现在呢是路加呢开始来介绍。
It says, after these things, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office. And he said unto him, Follow me.
第二句就是说，这是以后耶稣出去看见一个税吏，名叫利未，坐在税关上，就对他说：“跟从我。
I'm not sure where the tax office was. Probably he had an office on a common street and probably. In a generally public place.
”这个里面我不确定这个税关呢到底是一个什么样的地方。那么他有可能是在个路边，也可能在肯定是在一个公众的地方。
Verse 28 says, And Levi left all, rose up, and followed him.
第28就说利未呢就撇下所有起来跟从了耶稣。
So I imagine. That Levi was a pretty senior tax man. He probably had a few people working for him.
我就是想象说这个利未呢可能是一个非常的高阶的这样的一个税吏，他可能有几个人呢为他工作。
They had a little tax office, and Jesus said to him, Follow me, Levi. And Levi turns to his staff and says, Guys, I'm leaving now. You take over. I am going to follow Jesus.
他们有一个税官，税官呢，他们当时坐在税官里面。那么主耶稣过来呢，说：“啊，你跟从我。”那么那个利未就起来，他说呢：“不好意思，我把这所有的撇下给你们，我要跟从主了。
That was a big deal decision for Levi.
对另外来说呢，是做出一个很大的决定。
It had repercussions for his family, certainly repercussions for his staff.
对，他的家人来说是一个重新的这样的一个事情，对他的那个雇员来说也是一个重新的一件事情。
And when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you end up getting a new life and big changes. And for Levi, they were big changes.
现在就是当你相信主耶稣基督以后呢，你得到一个新的人生，在你人生里呢，你有一个这个很大的改变。这个在立位的人生中呢，当然也是个巨大的改变。
Now the question was, who was Levi?
所以问题是谁是立位？
And the answer is, as you go through scripture, you'll realize that this Levi is the man we usually call Matthew.
如果呢，你沿着圣经去读呢，你发现这个另一位呢，就是我们通常称他为马太的那个人。
And it's obvious he had more than one name.
这个明显他有超过一个的名字。
Now, most of you know a lot about that. You've got more than one name.
你们大家都知道这一点，因为你也有超过一个的名字。
I think there's a man by the name of Roy Bai.
所以我认为呢，有个人呢，他的名字叫若以白，
He's got all kinds of names.
他有很多不同的名字。
All right, they're all him, but he's this name here, that name there. Sometimes you've got a name in Chinese, you've got an English name. I suppose if you went to Sweden, you'd end up with a Swedish name.
这个里面呢，就是说是他有所有的这样的名字，有时候那是英文名字，有时候呢是那个就是中文名字。但是呢，如果我认为呢，你如果去到那个瑞典去的话呢，你可能有个瑞典的名字。
So don't be surprised when you go through scripture if you find the same man with different names.
所以呢，你在圣经里发现同样一个人呢，有不同的名字呢，不要感到奇怪。
All right, so again, welcome to those who've just joined us. It's Luke chapter 5, and we're going to be reading verse 29.
所以呢，再次欢迎呢刚刚加入我们的。我们现在在读呢《路加福音》的第五章的第29节。
It says, then Levi gave him a great feast in his own house, and there were a great number of tax collectors and others who sat down with them.
29就是利未在自己家里为他大摆宴席，有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。
Okay, so what kind of a man was Levi?
那立位呢，是一个什么样类型的人呢？
He was probably a pretty rich man.
也可能是个很有钱的人。
Where did he live?
那他住在哪里？
Well, he lived in a big house.
他住在个大房子里。
What did he do with his big house?
他在这个大房子里干什么？
Well, he used to entertain his friends and others in his big house.
他当然呢，在他的那个大房子里招待他的朋友和其他的人。
And that's a model for Christians. We try to follow it. Sometimes we fail, but it's a good thing to open your house to the people of God and to the work of God.
这就是基督徒呢要遵循的一个模式，就是说呢，有时候呢我们没做到，但是呢，就是说呢，把你的家开放，让基督徒到你们家来，为了神的事情是一件好事。
So Levi becomes a servant of the Lord, a follower of the Lord, a disciple, if you like. And he says, what can I do?
另外呢，成了主耶稣基督的那一个跟从者。如果说呢，你愿意说呢，他是他的一个门徒，那么下一步他该做什么呢？
He said, well, I could invite a lot of people over to my house and I could tell them about Jesus.
他说呢，我可以邀请很多人来我家，我可以告诉他们主耶稣。
Anybody else do that in the Bible?
这圣经里还有没有其他人那么做的呢？
Cornelius did that, didn't he, in Acts chapter 7? He was a centurion and he invited Peter to his house. And when he got there were a whole lot of people there.
所以呢，哥尼流他那么做过，是不是在《使徒行传》第五章里，当他呢邀请了彼得呢去到他家的时候呢，就是说呢，传福音，他家里呢那个时候有很多的人在那。
And then Lydia did that. I suppose it's Acts 7:16, isn't it? Lydia did that. She invited a lot of her friends to her house. She ultimately invited Paul and Luke and Silas and probably a few others to live with her in her house. She had a big house.
所以那利亚呢，也那么做过。就是说呢，我相信是在《使徒行传》第16章里呢，他邀请了很多的人去他家。当时呢，保罗、希拉呢，去了他们那里以后呢，他甚至呢邀请呢保罗、希拉到他家去与他同住。所以呢，他可能邀请了很多人去他家的一个大房子。
So as you're able, invite people to your house for the glory of God.
因为如果你能够做得到的话，你邀请人去你家，为了神的荣耀。
Verse 30 says, But the scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?
第三节说呢，但他们的文士和法利赛人却向耶稣的门徒发怨言，说你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢？
So who were on the guest list that night?
所以谁在那个受邀的那个访客名单上呢？
A lot of tax collectors
有很多的税吏。
and a lot of Matthew's, Levi's other friends.
那就是马太、利未的其他的那些朋友们，
And Jesus
还有主耶稣，
and his disciples.
还有他的门徒们。
We're not sure who they all were at this point, but certainly Peter and James and Aunt J Peter and Andrew, James and John would have been among them. So there were a lot there, but a lot of Christians and a lot of bad people, tax collectors.
其实里面我们不是很确定谁那天呢在宾客的名单上，但是我们很确定呢彼得、安德勒、约翰，还有那个雅各他们在那里。就是说呢，他们不仅仅在那里，还有其他的很多的不好的人也在那里。
And verse 30 says, the scribes and the Pharisees murmured against him.
第三节说呢，就是文士和法利赛人呢向门徒们发怨言。
So, how did they get there?
他们怎么到那里的？
Well, we really don't know. They may have been invited too.
我们也不知道，他们有可能也被请了。
Or they may just have followed the Lord Jesus everywhere he went. Watching him in order to trap him. They didn't like him.
因为或者说呢，他们不管主耶稣走到哪里，他们就跟到哪里。他们这样的一边呢设陷阱来陷害他。
One way or another, they heard about what was happening or they watched what was happening.
因为不管是以哪种方式呢，他们听到了什么样的事情发生，或者说他们看到了发生的事情。
So verse 30 says then, But the scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?
第三节说呢，法利赛人和文士就向主耶稣基督的门徒发怨言，说你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢？
Verse 31 and 2, And Jesus answered and said to them, Those who are well do not need a physician, but those who are sick. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
第31节32节说：“耶稣回答他们说，健全的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人，而是招罪人悔改。”
So, he's saying, why do you spend time with tax collectors and sinners? And the answer is because they need to be healed. They need to be saved. This isn't a question of tax collectors getting their arm fixed. This is a question of tax collectors getting their sins forgiven.
另外就是说，他们说呢，你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同那个吃喝呢？他说呢，啊，这个就是那个税吏和那个其他的罪人，他们也需要啊得救。所以呢，这里呢的得救的意思呢，并不是关于那个税吏他们的身体啊，或者他们胳膊要那个治好的问题，是他们的罪呢要得赦免，他们要得救。
So verse 32 says, I haven't come to call the righteous, but sinners. He's basically saying, I didn't come to heal people. I came to save them. I've come to call sinners to repentance. That's his great purpose in life.
这里面的第32节说：“我本来不是招义人，而是招罪人悔改。”他说：“我这里来呢，并不是说是我专门来治愈人的。我现在来的时候呢，我就是要招罪人悔改，让罪人得救。这是呢，主耶稣基督来的整个的主要目的。”
And his mercy is, that's why he called you and me. We're just sinners. We don't need to be healed of our bad cough or the other things. We need our sins forgiven. He called us. Hallelujah.
因为带着主耶稣基督的怜悯呢，他来呢找到你我这样的罪人。我们并不是说是我们的身体呢需要得到治愈，我们的罪呢是需要得到赦免。他来呢拯救了我们，我们说哈利路亚。
So these scribes and Pharisees continually priding themselves of how good they were. And the Lord says, I didn't really come to call you. You're not interested, but the sinners are interested. I call them to repentance.
所以这个呢，就是法利赛人和文士呢，他们一直呢感觉很好，觉得他们是非常好的人，他们非常的骄傲。所以主耶稣基督说呢，我来呢不是招你们悔改的，因为你们没有兴趣，我来是招罪人悔改的。
Verse 33, then they said to him,
第33节说，他们又对他说，
Who are the they?
他们是谁？
Probably the same scribes and Pharisees.
有可能是那同样的那群文士和法利赛人。
Always finding fault with the Lord Jesus, always criticizing him, always asking questions.
他们总是想找出主耶稣基督的错，总是去批判他，总是呢想是啊，要是找出他所做错的事情。
Not our responsibility to ask questions of the Lord to prove he's wrong. It's our responsibility to listen to him and acknowledge that he's right.
他们总是问问题，我们问问题的目的呢，并不是说是要证明主耶稣基督是错的。我们问问题的目的呢，就是说是要去向主耶稣基督学习。
And so, verse 33, he says, Then they said to him, Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers? And likewise, those of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink.
第32节，他们对他说：“那为何约翰的门徒常常进食祷告，法利赛人的门徒也是这样，唯独你的门徒却又吃又喝呢？”
The religion of the Pharisees, yes, even the religion of John the Baptist, were religions of sadness.
第这个呢，就是说是法利赛人的他们的这样的宗教，就算是施洗约翰的宗教呢，他们都是要苦待自己。
The religion of the Pharisees basically was, you guys are all wrong. You got to live like us. We're the only people around here that are right. You guys are all wrong. And it was a religion of sadness.
所以这个里面就是说，法利赛人呢，他们其实呢，基本上呢，他说呢，我们做的都是对的，我们宗教是对的，你们所做的都是错的，所以你们都要模仿我们，所以他们呢，就是一个苦待自己的宗教。
The religion of John the Baptist was basically the same. He was saying, things are bad. There's not much hope. One day Jesus will come. One day God will reveal his messenger. But at the present time, it's sad. You'd better fast.
你这个里面就是说是啊，那么说呢，也施洗约翰他们的宗教，他们也是这样的。他们说呢，现在事情呢都没有朝好的方面发展，事情呢并不太好。也有一天的主耶稣基督要来，要纠正这一切。所以呢，现在呢，这个事情呢不太好的时候，你们最好呢就苦待自己。所以呢，你们要禁食祷告。
Verse 34 says, He said to them, This is his answer. Can make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them?
34节说呢，耶稣对他们说：“新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，岂能叫陪伴之人进食呢
When you go to a wedding, what do they usually have at a wedding feast?
？”所以呢，当你参加婚礼的时候，在婚宴上，他们从来通常做什么呢？
A lot of good food.
有很多的美食，
Why?
为什么呢？
Because a wedding is a time when everybody's happy.
因为呢，婚礼是一个时间呢，大家都高兴的时刻。
the glorious prospect of a new family, new life, new joy, new everything. Marriage is a marvelous thing.
所以这个里面呢，带来的荣耀呢，就是一个新的家庭，一个新的生命，一个新的改变，每件事情呢都是非常奇妙的。
So when was the last time you went to a wedding feast and somebody said to you, sit down here, we can have this feast together. You say, no, no, I'm not going to eat tonight.
所以这个你上次去参加婚礼是什么时候呢？当你去参加婚礼的时候呢，别人说呢，啊，留下来跟我们一起吃。你说不不不，我今天晚上不吃东西。
They say to you, well, why don't you eat?
他们会说呢，你为什么今天不吃呢？
Well, you say, this is a terrible marriage. He's a bad woman. He's a bad man. She's a bad woman. Nothing is going to work out. I can see this is hopeless. No, we shouldn't be there. And you go to the feast, but you won't eat anything.
你会说呢？因为这个婚姻呢是一个可怕的婚姻，这个男的是个可怕的男的，女的是个可怕的女的，他们将来的生活呢会非常的不好。所以呢，我们今天呢不应该在这里欢庆吃宴，而且呢就我们要禁食。
That's not the way it is with Jesus. He says, listen, I want your marriage to be happy. I want to encourage you. I want to fill you with hope. And all the disciples say, amen. We're gonna try to make this marriage work too.
因为当时呢，这不是主耶基督刚才说的那些，是他做主耶基督说呢，我要呢，就是说是鼓励你，我们要赐福给你们，我要你们呢非常的幸福快乐，所以呢，他的那个门徒们都说 Amen， 所以呢，主耶基督说呢。So
I think that I would have been far happier living in the days of the Lord Jesus. I'd be far happier as his disciple than as a Pharisee's disciple.
因为我认为呢，如果我住在主耶稣基督那个年代的话呢，我成为主耶稣基督的门徒，我远远要高兴，超过做法利赛人的门徒。Among
other things, the Lord's disciples ate better. They had lots of good food.
所以除了其他的事情以外呢，主耶稣基督的门徒们呢，他们吃得非常好，他们呢吃了很多的美食。
It's interesting, you come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, and there's often lots of good food.
所以呢，通常呢就非常有意思。你来到第十六教福音教会呢，我们通常呢会吃到很多美食。
And all my life, I've been enjoying the good food of the people of God, the good natural food of the people of God. It's been good.
现在在我的整个人生中呢，我一直呢就是去享受神给我们提供的这样的自然的食物，这食物呢都非常好吃。And
Jesus was with them. He's the bridegroom. And he was with them all the time. And they were rejoicing with him. If Jesus was the bridegroom, who was the bride?
所以主耶稣基督在跟他们在一起，主耶稣基督他是新郎，新郎他们跟他呢一起喜乐，他们跟一起喜乐。如果主耶稣基督他是新郎的话，那谁是新娘呢？
All the Christians were the bride. All the followers of Jesus are the bride.
所有的基督徒们呢都是新娘，所有呢跟从主耶稣基督的那些信徒呢都是新娘。
And so the Christians follow the Lord Jesus and we rejoice.
所以呢，基督徒们呢跟从主耶稣基督，所以呢我们呢喜乐。Verse
35 says, But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast in those days.
第35节说，当日子将到，新郎呢要从他们中间被取去，那些日子他们就要禁食了。When
would those days have been?
所以呢，那个日子是什么日子？
Well, those days would be the days after the Lord Jesus died on the cross and before he rose from the dead.
所以那些日子呢，是主耶稣基督呢，他死在十字架上呢，是直到他呢从死里复活之前。And
it's true that for those couple of days, the Christians, the disciples, they didn't really understand what was going on, and it was proper for them to fast and to sorrow in those days. They hadn't believed the promise of the resurrection.
这个里面呢，就是这当时来说也是事实。当时基督徒们呢，他们不知道到底发生了什么事情，所以对他们来说呢，他们当时呢非常的痛苦，所以呢他们非常的悲伤，所以他们也要祷告祷告，因为当时他们并不理解真正理解复活是什么意思。
So why don't the Christians fast today?
那么基督徒为什么今天不进食呢？
Well, it's because the Lord Jesus Christ went to heaven. But after he went to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to us, and we've got the Holy Spirit today.
因为呢，主耶稣基督呢，他回到天堂，回到天堂以后呢，在他回到天堂以后呢，他呢降下了圣灵。今天呢，我们拥有了圣灵。
So the Christians are a happy people because the bridegroom is still with us.
因为就是基督徒们是一群幸福的人，因为呢，新郎呢仍然与我们在一起。
And he'll be taking us up to heaven to be with him in person forever.
所以呢，基督徒们要被提到天上去啊，跟那个主耶稣基督呢，永远待在一起。
And so the Christians today eat well.
所以呢，基督徒今天呢，吃得很好。
Now, verse 36 goes on and it says, Then he spoke a parable to them. No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes it tear. And also, the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old.
36就是他又设一个比喻的，他们说呢，没有人把新衣服撕下一小块来补在旧衣服上，若是这样，就把新衣服撕破了，并且所撕下来的那块新的和旧的也不相称。
So, an interesting parable now. The parable between an old garment and a new garment.
对，现在这边有意思的一个比喻，比喻呢就是新衣服和旧衣服的比喻。
A picture between the old of the Pharisees and John the Baptist and the new of the message of Jesus Christ.
所以那个那画面呢，关于那些法利赛人的，还有那个使徒约翰的，和那个新的呢，就是主耶稣基督的。
Now, some people used to say that if you take the religion of the Pharisees and you just plunk a little bit of the gospel on it and make it fit in to the religion of the Pharisees, you're going to have a good religion.
所以呢，有些人说呢，如果你是在法利赛人的那个宗教里呢，那么你就是把福音呢补一点上去，补一点上去，让它去适合法利赛人那样的一个宗教，这样呢，你就会有一个很好的宗教。
And the answer is, much of the Pharisees' religion wasn't that good anyway.
所以呢，事实上呢，法利赛人的他们那些宗教呢，其实就本来就不是好的。
And so it would be foolish to take the message of Jesus, plunk it on to a Pharisaic background, and expect everything to work. The new will rip away from the old.
因为里面呢，就是说是啊，那个是非常愚蠢的。如果说呢，你把这个那个福音呢，主耶稣的福音呢，放到那个就是搞一点放到那个法利赛人那个宗教上去，自认为这个宗教是个好宗教，因为这个宗之后呢，他们会脱落的。
And even the Old Testament itself has some elements in it, not that are wrong, but those elements are not necessarily to be carried on to the New Testament.
就算呢，这就是在旧约里的有些元素呢，他们并不是说错的元素，但是他们不会在新约里呢继续下去。
So the Old Testament had a religion based around the temple of God in Jerusalem.
因为就是那个旧约里面呢，就是有一个，就是说是他们那个宗教的一个基本的东西，他们要依靠的，就是说在耶路撒冷城的圣殿。
The New Testament has the religion based on Jesus Christ, the temple of God.
所以呢，我们的新那个约呢，就是说是基于那个主耶稣基督，他是神的殿。
And if you put the two together, you're going to get confusion and it'll rip apart.
因为如果你就把这两个放在一起呢，就会变得很乱，最终呢就所有的这些都那个坏了。
Now, a parallel parable. Is in verse 37. It says, No one puts new wine into the old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, And the wineskins will be ruined.
以色列记节呢，有类似的一个比喻，也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋中，而这样新酒必将皮袋裂开，酒便漏出来，皮袋也就坏了。
Verse 38, but new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved.
第38节说，但新酒必须装在新皮袋里，两样都保全了。
So the new wine is Jesus Christ, the temple of God, who comes into our hearts so that we become the temple of God.
所以呢，这个那个新酒呢，就是主耶稣基督，他是神的圣殿，他呢进到我们里面，进到我们里面以后呢，我们也就成了神的圣殿。
What's that like? Well, that's like new wine.
你这个呢，像什么？就像一个新酒。
Imagine Jesus Christ living right in me, the Holy Spirit in me. What a marvelous thing. And I say hallelujah.
所以呢，你去想象一下，主耶稣的那圣灵住在我们里面，这是一个多么奇妙的事情！我说哈利路亚。
Now you take that and try to put the whole thing into the temple of God in Jerusalem. It won't work.
所以呢，你把这些所有的一切呢，都是那放在那个试图放在耶路撒冷城的那个圣殿里面，这个行不通的。
So what happened to the temple of God in Jerusalem?
那么，在耶路撒冷城的圣殿呢，发生了什么了？
And the answer is the Lord allowed Titus to take it away so we don't have this confusion. We're not trying to put the new temple into the old temple. We are the new temple. Hallelujah.
因为呢，事实上呢，主耶稣都允许那个就是说是那个提多将军呢，把他那圣殿拆毁了，拆毁了没有圣殿的，所以我们就不用呢把这个新的和那个旧的呢放在一起。
Now, frankly, that gets to be a little bit confusing. And so we've got lots of passages in the New Testament to explain all that. And in particular, the book of Hebrews is given to help us understand that.
所以这个呢，就是很明显，这个有点混乱。混乱呢，就是说，原来我们在新约里呢，给了我们很多的指令，让我们知道怎么样去做。特别是呢，就是说是在希伯来书里给了我们这很多清晰的指令。
And now again, the comparison between the Old Testament and the New Testament concepts in verse 39.
那现在呢，继续呢，就是说是，旧约的概念和新约的概念这样一个比较，在第39节里。
It says, No one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says, the old is better.
39节是没有人喝了陈酒，又立刻想喝新的，他总说陈的好。
Now, this is the reaction of many people in the Lord's day regarding the message of the Pharisees, John the Baptist, others, Old Testament preachers, and Jesus.
所以这个里面呢，就是在主耶稣基督这个年代呢，很多人呢把这个呢拿去做比较的。他比较的就是说是法利赛人呢，是约翰的那个旧的宗教和主耶稣基督来做比较。
And their natural reaction is when they hear the truth of God of Jesus, they say, That's interesting, but the old is better.
所以呢，这个他们自然的反应呢，他们当听到主耶稣基督的福音的时候，他们说这个很好，但是那个旧的更好。
And so it was difficult when the Lord Jesus Christ was around to persuade people that the new was actually better than the old.
所以当时呢是非常难的，当主耶稣基督呢到处呢去试图呢说服别人呢说他的那个更好的时候，
And over time, they began to realize that the new was much better than the old.
所以呢一段时间以后呢，他们真的意识到那个新的呢是远远好过旧的。
So I think the key word in verse 39 is immediately.
所以呢，我认为这个关键的词在39节里是立刻。
When the Jews, have first heard about the Lord Jesus and his theological positions, they said, no, the Old Testament is better.
所以呢，当那个当时的那些就是说是旧约的那些就是说是他们那些教师首先听到主耶稣基督的福音说呢，他们说不，旧的要好。
But then over time, they were persuaded that the new was far better.
然后呢，超过一段时间，他们被说服了，说呢，新的远远要好过旧的。
Is there an example of that?
对你有没有这样的例子呢？
I think the example is Nebuchadnezzar, is Nicodemus.
例子是那个尼格迪姆。
Nicodemus, you remember, came to Jesus by night. He was a ruler of the Jews, a teacher of the Old Testament.
因为你知道呢，有一个那个叫尼格迪莫，他有一天晚上来找主耶稣基督。他当时是那个犹太人的官，也是那个就是说是旧约的教士。
He learned lots about the Lord that evening when he was with him, but we don't read at the end of John chapter 3 that he became a Christian.
因为他在那天晚上呢，学到了很多的关于那个主耶稣基督的新东西。那么说呢，我们并没有在第三节里读到，约翰福音第三章的结尾读到呢，尼格底母成为了基督徒。
But then at the end of Jesus' life, when he was taken down from the cross, it was Nicodemus who was with Joseph of Arimathea to bury the Lord Jesus. He was an outstanding believer at the end of Jesus' life, but I think it took him a while to get there. He thought for a while the old line was better.
所以呢，就说是那个当时呢，就是说是主耶稣基督呢，从十字架上那个下来的时候呢，是那个尼哥底母和那个约瑟还有那个两个人去把他呢给埋葬的。那我认为呢，就是他是一个非常杰出的信徒。这个呢，当然呢，对他呢，就是说是花了一段时间，在主耶稣基督的生命结束的时候呢，他才那个成为一个杰出基督徒。所以呢，他也花了一个时间。让他意识到新酒更好。
So the question is, which wine is better?
这些问题是哪一个酒更好？
John chapter 2.
约翰福
The
音第
Lord
二章。
Jesus turned the water into wine, and the wine he produced was way better.
约翰福音第二章，主耶稣基督把水变成酒，所以当时他们喝的酒是最好的酒。
Well, that's our story tonight. We're going to leave it there. We'll pick up chapter 6 next time we're together, Lord willing.
所以呢，今天我们的故事就讲到这里。那么说呢，主若许可，下一次呢，我们从那个约翰福音第路加福音第六章开始学习。
So, Lord, we just pray now that your blessing will be upon us.
所以说啊，我们现在去祷告，您的赐福呢会降临在我们头上。
We thank you for the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for all that he has done.
所以呢，我感谢主耶稣基督的真理，我们感谢他为我们所做的一切。
We thank you that his objective was not just to heal bodies, but his objective was to save souls and deliver from sin.
所以呢，我们感谢您呢，他的目标呢，并不是治愈身体，他们的他的目标是赦免罪，就拯救灵魂。
We thank you that the truth of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, is far better than the Old Testament because it's full of so much hope and so much closeness to Jesus.
所以主啊，我们感谢您呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，他的福音、他的真理呢，远远超过好过旧约里面的。这是因为呢，这个远远的要靠近我们的主耶稣。
And we thank you that the message has come to sinners like us.
所以呢，我们感谢这样的信息呢，传到我们这样的罪人身上。
So we give thanks now. Bless us, we pray.
所以我们现在献上感恩，求您呢赐福给我们，我们祷告。
And bless those who are often with us and not able to be here tonight.
因为呢，就是全球师傅那些通常呢来加入我们，但是今天就没能来的。
Encourage each of us, we pray, and may we too become disciples of the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，求您鼓励我们，让我们呢也成为主耶稣基督的门徒。
And we give thanks now in his blessed name.
所以我们现在感恩是奉他的那个受称颂的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. Thank you all tonight. Lord bless us.